You ain't got to take it down everything we say?
Don't worry about that. Doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, but don't want it published on that thing. Is there some more of that one?
Yeah.
I don't know when I'll put, because if he keeps on that, I won't be here. If he goes up, I'm going with him.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if he's coming back or not. That's the reason I go with him.
You think he'd just leave you?
He wouldn't leave me, but he'd go off and stay with the truck, and I don't know where he's at.
Yeah.
And if he's in jail, I don't know it. But if I'm with him, he'll come home.
Yeah. You want to be there where you keep an eye on him, I guess.
That's right, when he leaves. It's all right till he starts to leave.
But
no matter where he works, he comes out of way home first.
Right by the store.
And he's been off the state so many times. Well, he just up to, if I weren't, he may do it, see him go off somewhere and stay all night. He ain't no tenants. That's the reason I got my niece there in that trailer, but now she's gone, so, you know, if he goes off, I'd have somebody here with me.
Yeah.
That's the reason I let her move there. Well, she moved back in to stay with me when he was over there in that hospital.
Mm-hmm. Say, something that made out of fruit, maybe, that you could spread over toast or biscuits. What would you call that?
I'd call it a jam.
Okay, or something else. You'd have a jam.
Or a jelly.
Okay. And what you have on the table, well, this, to season the food with?
That's pepper and salt.
Okay. And say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you?
He'd tell me he wanted apple, or either he'd just go get it.
Okay. And say if a man had a lot of peach trees, you'd say he had a peach
orchard.
And you might ask someone if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. Then he might point to someone else and say, he's the man.
He's an owner.
Okay, or he's the man.
Or he's a manager.
Okay. And
I hear the man a hammer.
Huh?
I hear that man a hammer.
What are they doing?
Fixing the fence so the cows can't get in.
Oh, yeah. The inside part of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, is called the...
The stem, or the seed.
Okay. And in a peach?
The seed, and the peeling.
Uh-huh.
Some people eat the peeling, though, or a peach.
Yeah.
I don't.
You know, inside the seed, you open that up and you have a little...
Yeah, a little... Oh, that's the thing that comes up.
Uh-huh. Do you have a name for that?
Oh, there's a name for it, but I can't think of it. It's just a peach seed,
mm-hmm.
The inside of it.
And, you know, there's some kind of peaches that it's real easy to take off the...
Mm-hmm.
To take the flesh away from the seed.
Yeah, they're clear seed.
Okay. What about the other kind?
The other is press.
Okay.
Press peach.
And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The corn seed.
Okay.
And the peeling. Some people do eat the peeling, though.
Mm-hmm. And kinds of nuts that you have around here?
Well, you have peanuts, pecans, and walnuts, and hickory nuts. Oh, you can have all that, man.
On a walnut, you know, you've got two coverings to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What do you call that outside covering?
Well, you'd call it the hull.
Uh-huh.
I would.
And then inside the hull, once you open the hull, then you have the...
You have the pecan and still another hull, I guess, because you have to crack it.
Uh-huh. And then you crack that second hull open and you have the...
The meat of it.
Okay. And what kind of fruit, well, the kind that Florida's famous for?
Mostly citrus fruit, oranges and apple. I mean, oranges and grapefruit and tangerines, something like that.
And if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges?
All gone.
And what sort of things do you grow in the garden?
Well, most all kind of vegetables as you want to.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you have planted?
Well, right now we've got beans and squash and cucumbers and onions and mustard and turnips and radish, okra.